Good morning for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Center. The new Fairfield Inn and Suites off Highway 3 has been rising up in quick fashion. Northfield Community Development Director Chris Heineman says they're on target for a late summer opening. Other commercial projects include the Northfield Hospital and Clinics Express Clinic downtown. Econo Foods has submitted a building permit for renovation.
That'll be about a $2.5 million project that's slated to completely revitalize the interior of the Econo Foods site over the summer and be ready for full business, I think, prior to Defeated Jesse James Days.
Construction will be starting soon along Highway 3 near Clinton Lane for Farmer State Bank, a small chain bank expanding to Northfield. Additional development on that outlot is scheduled to begin later this month. One of the largest projects is the senior housing facility across from the hospital. Heineman said the development agreement should happen in April, with building permits issued in early May and construction to begin in early June. The Carleton Science Center project continues. That was started in 2017 and will exceed $100 million. Completion date is set for next year. School districts rely on the state legislature for the majority of funding. Northfield Superintendent Dr. Matt Hellman shared,
"One thing that I'm really pleased to see, bipartisan, unanimous approval of the Senate, was the pensions bill. And the pensions bill included a number of things. It also included a longer-term fix for TRA, the Teachers Retirement Association.
Changes will take place over the next 6 years. Part of that includes lowered assumption on the return rate.
Part of it, employers will play a little bit more. Part of it, current retirees who are currently receiving benefits, their cost of living adjustment will be slightly reduced over the next several years. And then I believe it that it's 6 years from now where current employees will have their contribution increased modestly."
Pensions have become problematic in many other states, but the unanimous approval of the Senate was important. And the second deadline for legislative bills is tonight. Finance bills need to be cleared through their committees. Representative David Bly said the governor has put his bill forward,
which is a robust bonding bill with wastewater treatment plants and some construction in the university and other colleges and some other much needed kinds of funding.
The House and Senate did approve an additional $10 million for the beleaguered Minlars.
There is some oversight that the House wanted. I think the governor has most of the money that he was asking for so they can move ahead.
Bly said the revamp of Minlars has been going on for years.
And the first provider that they worked with botched the deal, and they fired them. Mm-hmm. Got rid of them. And then they had to start over. And they had a product that they thought was ready to launch, I think back in October or whatever, and they launched it, and it turned out to be not in good order. So they hired some independent contractors to come in who are experts at making these systems work and fix them.
The original funding was running out and the independent contractors were getting pink slips. Bly said they feared losing more of these experts and wanted the additional funding. As to why they weren't hired to begin with, Bly said they had to have a product in place for the independent contractors to fix it because there wasn't expertise in the state's department to do it. A Fox 9 investigation that aired February 18th revealed problems years ago. In 2012, the DVS, the state's Driver and Vehicle Services Division, first hired Hewlett-Packard to overhaul the computer system. By 2014, there were issues, and DVS fired them. They brought in MNIT, the state's Information Technology Department. Minnesota IT gave some of the development work to its own state employees, who make about $50 an hour, but it also hired four times as many outside consultants and paid some of them over $300 an hour, creating a conflict of interest. That's when the independent contractors were brought in. In the meantime, the system has created a huge backlog of issues for citizens so that many have the wrong registration on vehicles, making it problematic if they're stopped by police. News from around the state is next.